2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. It is 1930, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm having something of a brutal day already. Oh, man. I did not sleep super great. Last night I thought I was getting tired around 2:30 a.m., so I started laying down and I was watching TV a little bit. And I started feeling tired, really tired, sleepy tired, shortly before 3. So I started to try to sleep. And I was tossing and turning a little bit. The last time I looked at the clock, it was a little bit after 3 a.m. And so I was asleep by 3:10 or 3:15, no problem. And then I woke up. And I thought, I didn't sleep worth a damn. Oh, I don't want to get up. I'm still tired. And I rolled over and I looked at the clock. And it was 4:04 a.m. I slept an hour. Oh, and then I couldn't go back to sleep. I could not fall back asleep. And I was tossing and turning and watching the clock. And the last time I looked at the clock, it was 4:33. And I fell back asleep shortly after that. Thank God. And then I woke up. And I thought, I hope it's not noon. Because, you know, I can see the light coming in through the window shades. And I was like, oh, no. And I looked at the clock, and it was 7 a.m. I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? It was like 7:05 or 7:07 or something. I thought, is this a joke? I slept less than 3 hours. Ugh. Luckily, I fell asleep shortly thereafter. And I had a bizarre dream. What was that dream about? My cat was making weird noises last night. I don't know where my cat was sleeping. She must have been sleeping up here by my head. She was licking herself and it seemed really loud. Oh. But then I woke up again. I woke up to noise. And I think I had another dream that was not a pleasant dream. And I woke up and there was this strange noise and I didn't know what it was. It sounded like water spraying and a motor. And so I sort of assumed that, the painting guys must be back. And I thought they were power washing my house again or some more or whatever. And it was really loud. It was a little bit louder than I remember it being. And then it sort of faded away. That was weird. And then I fell asleep. And maybe that's when I had the weird dream. I fell asleep again. That's when I had the weird dream. And then the weird sound came back about an hour and a half later. I was like, what in the hell is going on? But then again, it faded out. And so I fell back asleep for a couple more hours and I woke up and now I'm up. And I did not sleep well or solidly. I probably got a total of 6 hours of sleep, but it was not continuous sleep, and so now I'm trying to figure out why I couldn't sleep. Well, one, we had that weird noise. I don't know what that weird noise was, but I'm starting to think maybe it was a street sweeper. You know, that would explain a lot. That would explain the weird noises and the fading out and the fading back in as the street sweeper goes up the street and comes back down the other side. So between that and the heat, I know everybody loves to hear me complain about the heat. We are back up into the 90s. Ridiculous, ridiculous heat. Going to be 97 today. I'm watching the Weather Channel. Oh, it might be cooler this weekend. Looks like we might get some thunderstorms on Saturday, so maybe down to 82. That would be nice. Because this current 94 is not pleasant. So I'm sitting here drinking iced tea. Kind of trying to wake up, trying to figure out what I'm going to do today. Oh, so brutal. So brutal. And the other thing that I forgot was, due to whatever reason, the trash didn't get picked up this morning. It gets picked up tomorrow. A day late for whatever reason. I took the trash out last night and I had some yard waste bags and I stood them all up and I got them to balance just right. And then, of course, I look out the window this morning, or more accurately, this afternoon, about a half an hour ago. Oh, actually, it was more than that. It was about 45 minutes ago. I feel bad if I stay in bed past 1 p.m. I don't know why. And so all the bags are knocked over now. And now I have to go out there and straighten the bags out. And I do not want to go outside. It is hot. I'm kind of all right right now. But if I go out and do anything out there right now, I'm going to just be freaking out by the time I get back inside. And I won't be able to cool back down. And it'll all be weird. And, I've got no energy. I've got no energy at all. What do I need to do? Do I need to eat some protein? Hi, yoga. That's all I've got to say. I'm a little bit sore. Why am I sore? I didn't sleep for very long at any one given time. Why am I sore? I don't know. But my feet don't hurt. So that's interesting. Considering I did go out yesterday and walk around for a little while. I can't figure out what it is that's making my feet hurt. It's got to be me sleeping in weird positions. I don't know what it is. I do not know, but I'm glad my feet aren't bothering me. My legs are kind of bothering me, my hip is bothering me, and I'm sure my knee is going to do something stupid soon enough. I laugh at you, my knees. Ha ha, I laugh. Okay, so we got to quit messing around. we got business to deal with. What business do we have to take care of? Well, we need to check if there's any football on today. We are what? 10 days out from the World Cup. I still have 10 days to wait until the World Cup starts. I'm kind of excited about it. Yesterday I saw the groups, and Belgium is in Group G, along with Tunisia, England, and now I can't remember the fourth team, one that didn't seem very threatening. I think Belgium will go through. And when I say go through, I mean they will make it out of the group stage, which is the first obstacle. That's the first thing you want to do, is make it out of group play. And I think they will, because Belgium, only the only team that really will give them any trouble, I think, is England. And even then, I think Belgium can take them, to be perfectly honest. I really do. Even if Belgium loses to England in group play, if they win their other two games and England doesn't, they'll still go through. If Belgium draws against England, they'll go through. So when I saw the groups, I was like, wow, how well is Belgium going to do this year? I don't know. We'll find out. It all starts in 10 days. The first game is, it's always the host nation. Yeah, now I remember. Russia versus Saudi Arabia. That'll be interesting. That'll be really interesting. But I hate opening day, because there's only one game on opening day. And it's like, come on, give me my drug fix. I need football. So that's what we're doing right now. We got to go through the TV schedule to make sure we're not missing any football today. And as soon as I turn on the schedule, we've got MLS soccer on Channel 47. Columbus versus Kansas City. Okay, don't care. The only thing I care about in MLS is DC United, because I want to see Wayne Rooney play. I love Wayne Rooney. So, as I keep scrolling up the schedule here, where am I going? Oh, I gotta check TCM really quick. Oh, it's all weird stuff. Then Flipper. Okay, so there's a couple Flipper movies on tonight. That's weird. I guess this afternoon, not tonight. Let's go up to the first sports channels. And we've got track and field today, then NASCAR, then NASCAR, then NASCAR, then pretty much nothing. So if it's not on by about 6, there's nothing. 6 p.m. local time, yeah. So then we check the Fox Sports one. No, golf talk show. All right, nothing. Go up and check BTN. Yeah, there's nothing ever on there. And we keep scrolling up. What do we got to get to? We got to get to 216. I got to check my dorky channels. Yeah, nothing's on. There's nothing to watch on TV. And we get up to Fox Sports 2, and we got nothing but UFC. Oh, and then we got drag racing at night. And then back to UFC. Okay. So, there is both good news and bad news. The good news is we're not missing any football. The bad news is there isn't any football to watch. So, you know, it's a mixed blessing. Losing my mind. What am I gonna do? Pulp Fiction is on in about half an hour. Do I feel like watching it? No. And then Pulp Fiction's on again. And then The Departed. And then Sin City. Nothing I want to watch. But, ooh, look, tonight at 1 a.m., Chinatown is on. All right. Maybe I'll catch some of that. I usually like to watch the watch the beginning. Oh. Hopefully I won't be up until 4 a.m. Because this movie runs from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Oh, I do not want to be up until 4 a.m. I'd like to get some sleep. I'd like to get up a little bit earlier. Oh, man. So, I don't know. I can tell it's hot and humid because my face is starting to itch. which means I need to shave. I haven't shaved in 2 days now, or is this the third day? I have to shave a little bit more frequently when it gets hot. Wait, did we check all the low numbered channels? No, we didn't. We didn't check anything below 40, so we got to keep checking for football here. Nothing. Oh, but look. Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong spot. I just noticed that Rat Patrol is on at 3 a.m. All right, so let's get back onto the right times here. Here we go. Okay. If I'm up at 3 a.m., maybe I'll watch Rat Patrol. Rat Patrol is so dorky. But I think it's funny. Scrolling up, we're in the single-digit channels. There's no football on single digits. Keep scrolling up. We got to check some of the PBS stations because sometimes they show college or high school soccer. And it'll say, high school soccer. And then you flip to it and it's like the local Catholic girls' high school teams playing each other. It's always really fun because it's a little bit more wild. You know, the younger kids, their passes aren't quite as accurate. And so I kind of like to watch younger kids play football just because it's a little bit less predictable. So you kind of watch it more. Sometimes there's a little bit more action. All right, what else we got here? We're supposed to be going up, not to the side. Going up. All right, here we are. ESPN and ESPN2. Basketball and softball, and then talk all afternoon, and then softball and basketball. And then, of course, is this for real? Yes, it is. At 7:30 tonight, the 91st Annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. ESPN probably apparently stands for Entertainment Spelling Network. And does not have, what does spelling have to do with sports? I didn't realize that spelling had anything to do with sports. Unless they're asking them sports questions like, how do you spell Chicharito? I don't know. What do I know about anything? I don't know nothing. All right, so we keep scrolling up. And Jersey Shore. How is this show still on? It's 10 years old. And they're still playing it on MTV. It's just pathetic. Scrolling up. And now we have made a complete revolution of the TV schedule. And I can reconfirm that we are not missing any football. Nor will there be any football on today. Oh, great. So, what am I doing today? Well, we can't go outside because it's too damn hot. I'm not excited about that. I do not like heat. And heat does not like me, so that's just fine. So what am I going to do today? Well, obviously I got to do the show, and I got to do all the things that are related to the show. This show, the Dubious Goals Committee. And obviously I got to do kitty stuff today. Where'd the cat go? I started doing the show and she walked by, and she's not down here. She must have gone upstairs to sleep somewhere. Probably next to my sailboats in the corner of the living room. She's been sleeping there a lot lately. I think she likes the nice, cool floor. And there's an air conditioning vent real close. So I think she's just literally chilling out. What else do I have to do today? Do I have some computer stuff I have to do today? I don't think so. I'll double check that later. I've already responded to all the emails I received overnight. I've been informed that my garage doors will be installed on the 20th. So what, like 3 weeks from now? Oh, that's gonna be brutal. That's gonna be loud. That's gonna be right on the other side of this wall. I am never gonna be able to sleep through that. I hope they don't come at 7 o'clock in the morning. God, those painter guys, they showed up at 6:40. Oh my God. Yeah, so there's gonna be lots of loud construction noises. It's gonna be loud. That's gonna throw me off. It's gonna mess me up. I'm not gonna like it, and I'm gonna be cranky. Because when I don't get sleep, I get bizarre. The irony is, it's not very windy today. They're showing me the wind thing on TV now. Why am I still watching the Weather Channel? I don't know. Nothing on the radar. Oh, 94 degrees. Oh. Brutal. Brutal people. Absolutely brutal. So other than doing kitty stuff, what else do I have to do today? Well, I gotta eat. Do I have any food? I don't know. Am I gonna have to go to the store? I hope not. But I don't know. And they're saying record high temperatures for tomorrow. God damn, you gotta be kidding me. Ugh. So maybe I'll eat ice for lunch. I don't know. I do not know. I'm not enjoying the heat. And since there's nothing to watch on TV today, I'll probably stream a movie or something. I don't know what I'm going to watch. I kind of feel like watching some more anime, but there isn't any other free stuff that I want to watch. I don't know. Maybe I'll check something out. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I hate being hot and weird like this because now I don't know what I feel like doing. I just feel lazy and I have no energy. Maybe I need to eat some more food. Maybe I should eat some Rice Krispies. Maybe I should eat one of my breakfast bars. I have lots of food. I have one serving of fried rice left. I have a frozen chicken tikka masala. I could put that in the microwave. I don't know if I want to eat anything hot, though. I don't want to heat myself up. Maybe I should go to the store. Maybe I should get some cold food. Maybe get some sandwich stuff. But I don't really feel like eating bread. Isn't that weird? How do you not feel like eating bread? Normally, I always want to eat bread and I can't. And now I don't feel like eating bread, but I should. You know what else is kind of weird? I want hamburgers. Do I want pizza? I kind of don't want pizza today. That was a yesterday thing. And now I want hamburgers. Da 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 da. I can tell you what kind of hamburgers I'm not going to eat today. White Castle. The closest White Castle to the best of my knowledge. It's about 150, 160 miles away, down in St. Joseph, Missouri. I don't know if it's still there or not. And no, I'm not going on a road trip. Although, it is almost time to make a run to Missouri. Missouri is one of my favorite states of this great nation of ours. And why is Missouri one of my favorite states? Only because they have extremely liberal fireworks laws. And pretty much all the fun fireworks are legal in Missouri. And when I say the fun fireworks, I mean the fireworks that go up in the air under their own power. You cannot buy these in Nebraska. You cannot buy these in Iowa. You have to go to Missouri. And there's a little town in Missouri, just right across the border. called Rockport. And I do love Rockport. And there's just, how many fireworks stores are there? There's at least half a dozen, a number of which are open year-round. That's right, year-round grocery stores for fireworks. Do you have this where you live? It's like my dream come true. And Rockport is about 80 miles away. Takes a little more than an hour to get down there. And every year, me and my dad, we make a pilgrimage down to Rockport, stock up on fireworks that we can't buy anywhere else, bring them back. And for me, these fireworks are rockets, skyrockets, all the way from the little baby bottle rockets all the way up to the big 8-ounce ones that I really love so much that I'm kind of running low on. I've only got about 4 or 5 packs downstairs. So I got to get some more of those. Oh, yes, my red Croisette rockets. I love red Croisette rockets. I also like green Croisette rockets, but I like red Croisette rockets better. I'm just a huge strontium nitrate fan. Fireworks. I love them. I'm kind of not in fireworks mode yet, though, although I should be. That'll kick in pretty soon. Pretty soon I'll have the urge to make fireworks, and so I'll make some stuff. And, of course, we'll have to do it on the show. There'll be lessons, a workshop, how to make Tobe's fireworks. That'll be interesting. We've done that before. Oh, the only bad thing about this time of year and fireworks is it starts to get hot. And it will eventually get too hot for me to go outside. Geez, last year was kind of brutal for trying to light fireworks. It was so hot. Usually, 90% of the time, we always have a rain day somewhere within a day or two of the 4th of July. And that's my favorite day to go outside and light fireworks. Because obviously it's nice and cool. And yes, I have lots of waterproof fireworks. And I'll stand in my driveway and just drop waterproof firecrackers into the gutter while the water's flowing down the gutter due to the rain. And that's that's the funnest thing for me to do ever. Because then, you know, the fireworks float, you know, like 20 feet down the gutter before they blow up. Water goes spraying up. Do I hear my cat? Yeah, there's the Pippa. She's in the bathroom, cleaning up the sand. She's pushing all the wheat particles around that were on the floor. Oh, hi, baby. Where are you going? Where are you going to do some fluffy business? Were you taking a nap upstairs on the cool floor by the air conditioner vent? I know you like that vent. Okay, see you later. And there goes Pippa. Yeah. Yeah, she likes to stand in the kitchen, too. There's an air register in the floor, and she'll stand next to that and let the cool air blow on her. It's really funny, and then I'll walk into the kitchen, and she'll start meowing. And I'm like, where are you? I'll turn around, no. And she comes over and starts yanging at me. Yang, 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 I want kitty water. And so I have to fill up the kitty cup with some fresh kitty water. And then put it down on the floor. Speaking of kitty water, I think I need some more tea. So I should tell you that you have been listening to The Dubious It's Way Too Hot to Function Committee, a show that airs every single day when the temperature's over 90 at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ Kumata, welcome.